The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hi. You know, one of the biggest assets of those police dogs, whether they're German Shepherds or any of those other breeds that are akin to a German Shepherd, they look kind of like German Shepherds, even though I don't know the ones that they use, is how fast they are. And there was a guy, I think he was in Florida, who was caught in an undercover operation trying to sell a stolen golf cart. And so they had been suspecting that he'd been stealing things and selling them. And also they put an ad up to say, hey, looking for a golf cart to buy, whatever. So he shows up and it's undercover cops. So when he finds out that they're cops, he jumps in the golf cart and takes off and tries to run from them in the golf cart. Well, all they did was let the dog go, and the dog quickly caught up to that golf cart and brought him out of there.
That's awesome. I love it.
But yeah, there's no way a golf cart could outrun a German Shepherd or one of those other dogs in a short distance.
No, not a chance.
One of my favorite videos I've ever seen is the one where the cop is, it's years ago, but the cop is at a convenience store, gas station, and a guy was threatening people, and he starts towards the officer, and he's kind of backing him up, and the cop is just backing away, and he gets to the back door of his vehicle, and when he does, it quickly becomes obvious that this guy had no idea he's a canine officer, because he reaches back, and when he pulls that door open, that dog comes out of there, and you see that guy freeze like, oh, damn, this is bad. And that dog comes airborne and hits him in the chest and rides him to the ground. And I mean, it's that fast, hands behind his back, he is cuffed.
Yeah.
But you see the cop just walking backwards, like, it's okay, it's okay. And then he just reaches over, he pops that door open, woof, that dog comes out. It is over at that point. It's phenomenal.
I love dogs.
So, you know, my little friend Jenny has one purebred, full-blood German Shepherd. And then she has another one who's about 20 different kinds of things that look like German Shepherd. But she gets them from a rescue place. And she has a sign in her backyard by the fence that tells how quickly the dogs can get to the to the fence, to one side of the yard to the other. And it says, I don't think you can run that fast.
Does she have to give the dogs commands in German? I know some of them learn that.
Some, but these aren't, you know, the one that's all the different races, even has a certain percentage of Cheez-It in his blood from when she did the DNA test and he had been eating Cheez-Its. She did the mouth swab.
Yeah.
100% Cheez-It.
He had a little cheese in his blood.
She does tell him the plots.
Plots.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had this happen that I can remember, but I can't imagine the fear of being chased by a dog in that scenario.
No.
Because you know you're not going to outrun that dog.
No.
And it's closing fast. That's got to be horrifying.
Didn't they say pit bulls aren't fast? I heard somebody say pit bulls aren't really that fast.
I don't know that I've ever seen a pit bull run.
Hmm.
I don't think I have.
But they can jump from here to the moon.
Yeah.
This says pit bulls are considered one of the fastest dogs.
Okay, well, maybe I was looking at the antonym.
But if something happens.
But in a long distance or just in quick?
Let's see. Well-suited for sprinting, and they can be good running dogs for covering ground quickly. But they don't have unlimited stamina and shouldn't run more than a few miles.
A few miles.
That's what
I'm not sprinting a few miles.
That's what they always say about the cheetahs at Disney World.
Yeah.
He can run 80 miles an hour, but it's only for like 200 yards. It's like, well, I can't run 200 yards at 80 miles an hour.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah. As if that's supposed to be comforting.
I've seen a lot of gazelle not get away from one, so I know I'm not going to get away.
Yeah. I was like, why are you talking shit? Like, I don't know why they have to say that.
200 yards at that rate, about 25 yards tops is about how far I would get before that cheetah's on me.
So it would take about 2 seconds for that thing to kill me.
This says pit bulls can go from 25 to 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
That's wow. That's really
terrifying.
Yeah.
I think that every one of those, what do you call it? Those safari car trucks things at Disney World and Animal Kingdom should have guns in them.
Just in case something popped off. Yeah.
Right.
Do you know that they don't have guns on them?
Well, it's Disney.
Yeah.
I bet it's highly unlikely.
And then you've seen the people that drive those things and do the
they don't seem ride. Like the carrying type.
Yeah,
you think they got tasers or something instead?
No, I don't think they have any. I think they're armed with theater. They're armed with the smell of the theater in their nostrils.
My weapon is performing.
one year when we were at Disney World with our charity, we had the absolute worst safari driver of all. She had to be brand new because she was getting more excited about the animals than everybody else in the thing was. And she would go, ooh, look at that. That's a, and then she'd try to go to her lines that she had memorized and stuff. I mean, it was hilarious. This is the best one of those rides that we've ever done. She was hilarious. And not trying to be. They're like, where are we going to put her? Oh, I know. Put her on the safari ride.
Got to bring a little excitement.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think they do need to be able to protect the people.
Yeah, those are wild, dangerous animals.
What if we found out? You know how you get all those Disney secrets, those behind-the-scenes secrets from Disney World and all that, like where the trash goes and those types of things? What if we found out that there are snipers everywhere in the Animal Kingdom ride, in the safari ride?
Trip out if there had... The whole time we've been there, there have been snipers.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You just see a giraffe running at you and it falls down.
Yeah. Not a giraffe. Yeah.
They're dangerous, okay? They're huge.
But one of those lions, you know, or the cheetah or dang old hippos.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would take to bring down a hippo, though.
Oh, I bet it would take a lot. Yeah. A
high-powered rifle.
That's scary.
A couple of them.
It's like the most dangerous.
Dangerous animal in the world, land animal for sure.
Their jaws, the pressure that their jaws can do is insane.
And is it the fastest land animal, than a cheetah? How
fast is a hippo?
Those little old legs can go, man.
I've seen them swimming after boats and stuff. Like they're even quick in the water.
Yeah, it says they can run 19 to 28 miles per hour.
That's pretty damn fast
for that creature.
A big old fat ass.
Man, big old fat animal.
Fat ass hippo.
Damn.
Hungry.
And in water, they move even faster.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So they pose even more of a problem to their opponent. Said it can, over short distances, they can keep up with a sprinting human being. If they feel threatened on land, they head for water where they can move even faster and pose even more of a problem for their opponents.
There's that video of the speedboat flying away and that hippo goes under the water and then its head pops back up. And every time it comes back up, it is significantly closer to the buggy, but oh my God.
And you got to be scared that they're going to fling poo at you with their tails.
Yeah, also that. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
It says, is it possible to outrun a hippo? Always remember, you cannot outrun a hippo. They may look sluggish, blah, 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 but it says you need to climb a tree or find an obstacle put between you and the hippo because you can't outrun.
Like one of your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, go distract him by getting eaten.
Sacrifice.
But can't you, what do they call it, serpentine?
Zigzag.
Yeah. A little zigzag.
I don't see the hippo being, you know, agile.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. But it only takes one bite and you'd be crushed.
Yeah.
From a hippo.
What a horrible way to die.
Mm-hmm.
That would be.
Hopefully it's quick.
Their teeth aren't even sharp. So it's just, you're probably just getting punctured by a dull object.
Yeah, just the pressure.
I think they have some, like real hippos have some sharp teeth. But the cartoon ones don't. You're right.
They do have the square ones in the cartoons. Yeah, I'm looking at it. They're not the same. Well, I feel lied to.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.